Well, moving on now, the Iraqi army has launched a long-awaited massive offensive to fully liberate the central city of Ramadi from the Daesh terrorist group. The troops had earlier taken control of the suburbs and are now advancing into the city center. Initial efforts to retake Ramadi started in April after the army managed to purge the city of Tikrit from the terrorists. The operation, however, was hampered by the lack of reinforcements and the explosives planted by the ISIL around the city. Ramadi is the capital of Iraq's largest province, Anbar. It fell to the ISIL in May. Joining us now on the line from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, is spokesman of the Iraqi Interior Ministry, Brigadier General Saad Mahan. Sir, welcome to the program. First of all, what can you tell us about these recent operations and whether Iraq will keep its promise of liberating Ramadi before the year ends?
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Thank you, my dear, my salutation and greetings for all your audience. It is very good news. Now our heroic forces inside Ramadi city and exactly in Al-Bakr district, which is nearby for the government complex. Here we are, I'm talking about the east axis, and also at the same time, we have a good movement from the west north. Now we cross Al-Warwar bridge, and we are almost close to enter the city. Today we begin all these offensive on Ramadi, and our direction is to liberate all of Ramadi city. As you know, our forces has been coordinating over Ramadi for months and have been fighting and taking the circle for them. So I think we are almost to be in the experience occasion to have liberate Ramadi at all.
So recently, a U.S. airstrike targeted the Iraqi 55th Brigade near Ramadi. What can you tell us about that incident and how Iraqi authorities are following up on the matter?
Yes, regarding U.S. airstrikes, coalition airstrikes on Iraq forces, the Pentagon, you know, has apologized for this issue. And also the reason behind this accident was, you know, the poor coordination with the forces on the ground. They had no update on the position of our forces who are there working on the ground. Therefore, we have an really investigation and everyone an order from the Prime Minister himself to make this investigation. And you know, my friend, this is war. Accidents can be happened.
Thank you very much, sir. Spokesman of the Interior Iraqi Ministry, the Iraqi Ministry of Interior, Mr. Brigadier General Saad Mahan, joining us on the line from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Sir, your comments are much appreciated here on Press TV.